I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, May 11. Coming up, police and judges to be trained for child diversion program. Country moves closer to establishing special economic zones, and Chase Fund commits $120 million to certifying early childhood institutions. The news in detail after the break.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Jamaica Special Economic Zone Authority, Tax Administration Jamaica, and the Jamaica Customs Agency have signed a tripartite Memorandum of Understanding to facilitate the development of special economic zones. The MOU is also aimed at creating greater coordination and cooperation between the three entities in the development of the Logistics Hub Initiative. Chief Executive Officer of the JSEZ Authority, Dr. Eric Deans, says the MOU will also see to the establishment of a business acceleration center, which should reduce the SEZ application process from 120 days to 30 days.
The intention is to go to a totally electronic process where all our agencies are connected electronically. The authority will have access to customs and their ASICUDA system. We'll have access to tax admin and their tax portal. And we are able, when we're doing an application, to allow that applicant to interface with a range of agencies from one portal.
Dr. Deans was speaking at the MOU signing ceremony on Friday. The other signatories, along with Dr. Deans, were Commissioner of Customs Velma Ricketts-Walker and Commissioner General of Tax Administration Jamaica Ainsley Powell. A steering committee will also be established under the MOU with the three signatories. Police officers and judges will be trained as part of the proposed implementation of the Child Diversion Program in the criminal justice system. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the training will assist in preparing them to determine when and how best to utilize the measures under the intervention program. Minister Chuck, while closing the debate on the Child Diversion Bill in Parliament Wednesday, said the legislation seeks to enable the implementation of child diversion measures in dealing with children in conflict with the law without resorting to formal judicial proceedings.
In passing this bill this evening, we'll be sending a clear message to all Jamaicans that we will be doing everything to allow our children to lead a straight and decent life.
The bill was passed with 33 amendments and will be sent to the Upper House for approval. The Dispute Resolution Foundation, DRF, is reporting that the most recent tracer study and review of its school suspension intervention program shows that approximately 85% of the beneficiaries utilize the conflict resolution and behavior change methodologies from the initiative. Content delivery leader Paul Hines says the program has been successful over the years in helping suspended students to manage conflict, improve communication, and re-enroll in school through various interventions.
More often than not, some of those students who are suspended from school have myriads of problems. They have problems with authority figures. They are unable to adjust to the realities of what school is about. So we help them during that suspension period to look at what's required to see their environment differently.
Mr. Hines was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The school suspension intervention program started in 2008 and operates in St. James, St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew, and to a lesser extent, St. Anne. And the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund has committed $120 million towards the certification of early childhood institutions. This was disclosed by Minister of State at the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green during his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Mr. Green says getting all early childhood institutions certified is a major objective of the government as part of efforts to provide world-class education and training for citizens.
Last year, we certified 113 early childhood institutions. Last year, Mr. Speaker, we established 24 new infant departments and 2 new standalone infant schools.
Minister Green notes that the Early Childhood Commission continues to work with practitioners, communities, and schools to achieve the designated operating standards. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.